Halifax will be holding their annual and special town meeting this evening, and joining us this morning with a preview of that meeting, of both those meetings, rather, is Town Administrator Charlie Seelig. Mr. Seelig, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Happy to be here.
So we begin with the annual town meeting, which will have 59 articles on the warrant. Which ones do you think are going to generate the most debate and discussion?
Well, I've seen the most comments about the possibility of the town banning nip bottles, the small alcohol bottles. It's a constant eyesore for the town in terms of they keep showing up on our roadways and such. On the other hand, a number of people feel that even if the town banned nips, then people would buy nips in other places and still throw them out the window. So I expect a vigorous debate about that.
There will also be the talks about the budget and floodplain district regulations.
Yes, on the floodplain, we need to update the town's floodplain maps and regulations based on the requirements of the federal government and state government. I know many communities out on the South Shore are having to vote on this at this time because of updated maps and the updated regulations. So my hope is that this goes through and that the residents can, in fact, continue to participate in the flood insurance program. As far as the budget, I think we're going to have a fair amount of debate on that simply because we're starting to run into limits as to the amount of money we can spend versus what is available, especially in the school issues, both for Silver Lake and Halifax Elementary. This year has not been a good year, not because of the revenue side, but because of the expenditure side. We've seen higher needs for appropriations for things like special education and retirement, and those are cutting into being able to fund other services.
The special town meeting will have 5 articles on the warrant. Which ones do you think will generate the most debate and discussion?
Those would be if we are going to, in fact, move forward and ratify various union contracts. I expect some discussion about that. There's also a request, I believe, for $180,000 for continued work on Montpensier Pond. This is just a part of an ongoing project, both for working on our invasive weeds problem, but also to reduce the amount of algae in the pond so that we will be open for recreational use to residents during this coming summer.
Now, will COVID protocols be in place?
Yes, it'll be the same setup that we did back in September, in that we're asking people to sit 6 feet apart unless they're in their same households, in which case they can clump, but we'll limit the number of people in the various rooms we're using at the elementary school. We'll be split into 2 rooms again, in that they're just room limitations, and we'll have an AV set up so that people can see and hear each other from one room to another. The usual mask requirements, everything will be in place. It worked fairly well back in September. People were quite willing to work with the town and make sure that everybody stayed safe, and we'll do it one more time, and I hope certainly we'll not have to do this again.
Do you think we'll wrap up in one night?
I would like it to. I think there are fewer controversial items on this year's agenda than there were last year. I think we went 2 or 3 sessions last year, so I really do hope we'll be done by 11 o'clock.
All right. Well, the Halifax annual town meeting will be held at the Halifax Elementary School beginning at 7:30. The annual town meeting will adjourn at 8 for the special town meeting and then resume once special town meeting is completed. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye.